It's finally here. The Jaguars made their way onto the practice field for the first time Thursday morning. 2016 training camp is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work Thursday morning in the Florida heat in front of a lot of season ticket holders today. Some first day things. Everybody had a first look at Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack. They're healthy and trying to figure out roles in camp and how they'll fit in during the regular season. That process is now officially underway. On the other side, the usual suspects made plays today. Julius Thomas, Allen Hurns, and Allen Robinson. Will see a spectacular catch from A-Rob coming up. All those names mean a lot of competition across the board on both sides of the ball. And for the scouting and coaching staffs, this camp should be the most competitive yet.
I think if you look back, it's too bad you couldn't look at film, but if you saw it, you would see great matchups all the way through practice. And that was designed. I mean, we had Jalen Ramsey and Julius. You know, on the perimeter. You saw, you know, different things like that take place. So we're trying to match up and get great competition throughout the practice.
A few notes from day one. Dan Scuda and Denard Robinson both addressed their off seasons. Look for the full press conferences on Jaguars.com. Kelvin Beachum worked in individual drills today, but not in teamwork. Hear from him coming up shortly. And finally, nearly 1,500 season ticket members were in attendance for the first day of training camp. We welcome in senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Day one in the books, Brian. High expectations in this camp.
You know, I think that's the part that's most intriguing to me, is that every year you talk about this team getting better, but this year the expectations are higher. And the players know it, the fans know it, the coaches certainly know it. There was an added aura of enthusiasm around this place today that made it a lot of fun to come out to.
Kelvin Beachum versus Luke Jokel is a storyline moving forward. It started today. Beachum did some individual work only, nothing in the team period.
No, but he said after practice he expects to be out there doing it tomorrow. His knee was all iced up, but he said it isn't going to stop him. It's hard for him to be patient. That's what I think what I like about him the most is he's aggressive on the field and off. There's nothing that is ambivalent about him at all. He is bringing it every time with the microphone and with the pads on.
Beachum ready to get back with a team full.
Feels good. I'll be out there tomorrow. I was out there today. I was limited today. I'll be doing some other things tomorrow. So excited about the progress, making sure that I'm listening to the doctors, the coaches, and Scott and his training staff and Milo, making sure I'm taking it one day at a time. And like I said, excited about the progress.
All right, Brian, what else stood out to you day one?
Well, day one, I was watching the rookies just like a lot of people were. And the athleticism, just the sheer talent of Dante Fowler Jr., who's not necessarily a rookie, though he's never played in an NFL game, and then Jalen Ramsey. At one point, Ramsey read run and just stuck his hands out to keep the receiver from blocking him, and Brian Walters went flying 3 feet in the other direction. He is an absolute stud player, and he doesn't necessarily even know how to play at the NFL level, but the guy's going to be really good.
And it's day one of many here in training camp. Day one in the books, Brian.
Will day two be cooler?
I don't think so. Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow. Here's the play of the day from day one. Midseason form for Blake Bortles and Allen Robinson. Along the sideline, a leaping catch, and yes, he got both feet in. The Pro Bowl receiver, Allen Robinson, showing why early in camp, and it's an awesome catch on day one. The Jaguars are back on the field for practice number two Friday. We'll have live coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.